listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Preparing for blight. It's coming, or it may already be here. It probably never left from last year. It's tomato blight, and every year it can be an issue in your garden, especially if you live in coastal or humid climates. Tomato leaves at the bottom of the plant become spotted and then start to turn yellow. They may even get black spots. It systematically moves up the plant, weakening it and distorting fruit. Preventing blight is possible, but if you have it, take these steps immediately to keep it at bay. Number one, plant in a new location every year. The spores live in the soil, so it will show up next year if you plant in the same place. Number two, check often for the presence of blight. Number three, remove affected leaves and destroy them. Some go so far as to say remove and destroy the whole plant at the first sight of blight. Number four, take measures to retard the spread by using products like Serenade. Serenade is a bacterial spray that targets fungi and is safe for use in organic agriculture. Number five, use biologically active compost tea to help boost the good bacteria in the soil. Fight from the ground up. Go to the website This Week Only to find a link for Serenade and a link to a lengthy but very, very educational, very thorough video from Cornell University about blight. Oh, and by the way, if you're in Los Angeles, this weekend, Saturday, April 26th, is the Mar Vista Green Garden Showcase. I will be at Garden 4B all day long answering gardening questions and selling copies of Gardening for Geeks. Stop on by, say hello, and learn a lot about saving water in your garden. Happy gardening! You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening!